Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari, Jaya Radha Madhava. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi jana bala bha giribara dhari. Gopi jana bala bha giribara dhari. Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jamuna Tiravana Chali Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Balabha Kivara Dari Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Ramunati Ravana Chari Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Pribhajika Charja Stotara Sotashi Shimari Sibakanda Swami Prabhupada Ki Nitya Lila Pravishna Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Pribhajika Charja Stotara Sotashi Shima Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada Ki Anantakuti Vaishnavindi, Macharya Haridastakur, Pangshi Gahoshi Krishna Chaitanya Pavanitananda Shidvaita Gadara Shibasa Divorbakrinda, Shishi Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Samakun Radha Kundangiri Govardhan Ki, Shivindavan Dham Ki, Mahaprabhadip Dham Ki, Nuramanriti Dham Ki, all glorious some devotees, glorious some devotees, all glorious some devotees, all glorious Shri Guru and Shri Karanga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, Chapter 10, Verse 41. Sadunam samachittanam sutaram akritatmanam darshanano bhavet bandha pamsokshnao saviturjata sadunam samachittanam Sutaram atkritatmana Darshanano bhavet bandha Pumsokshnao savitur yata Jarunam samachittanam. Sutaram makritatmanam. Darshanam nubhavet bandha. Pumso akshno savitoryata. Ladies. Sadhunam of devotees, samachitanam, who are equally disposed toward everyone, sutaram, excessively, completely, matkutatmanam, of persons who are fully surrendered, determined to render service unto me. Darshana, simply by the audience. Pumsa, excuse me, I left out. Nobaved Banda, freedom from all material bondage. Pumsa, of a person. Akshna, of the eyes. Savituyata, as by being face to face with the sun. Translation, when one is face to face with the sun, there is no longer darkness for one's eyes. Similarly, when one is face to face with a sadhu, a devotee, who is fully determined and surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one will no longer be subject to material bondage. Purport, as stated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Madhya Lila 2254. Sarvasanga, Sarvasanga, Sarva Shastrikoi, Lavamatra, Sarvasangi, Sarva Siddhi Hoi. If by chance one meets a sadhu, a devotee, one's life is immediately successful, one is freed from material bondage. It may be argued that whereas someone may receive a sadhu with great respect, someone else may not receive a sadhu with such respect. A sadhu, however, is always equipoised toward everyone. Because of being a pure devotee, a sadhu is always ready to deliver Krishna consciousness without discrimination. As soon as one sees a sadhu, one naturally becomes free. Nevertheless, persons who are too much offensive, who commit Vaishnava aparadhas or offenses to a sadhu, will have to take some time before being rectified. This is also indicated herein. Omagana timarandasya gyananjana shalakaya chakkunmilitam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha manchakalpatarubhyascha kripasindubhyaivacha patitanam bhavenibhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namo. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sadhunam Samachitanam Sutaramat Kitatmanam Darshanam No Bhavit Bandha Pamsakshno Savitor Yata. When one is face to face with the sun, there's no longer darkness for one's eyes. Similarly, when one is face to face with a sadhu, a devotee, who is fully determined and surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one will no longer be subject to material bondage. So Krishna is here endorsing the sadhus. So that's, he says in many places. In fact, the same line appeared just a couple of chapters ago, Sadhunam Samachitpanam. And so Krishna's reiterating what was said in Bhagavatam just a little while ago, and in many places. On strike. Usually they keep it up. But you want it on? No? Oh, you were thinking that he would find it, isn't it? Like some people do. It's all right. So here Prabhupada quotes famous verse, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Shastri, Koi Lava Matra. So Lava Matra means Lava is not even a second, there's 11th of a second. If one comes in contact even for 11th of a second with Sadhu, then it's possible that he can get sarva siddhi, or all perfection of life. But this is stated in also many places in the Shastra. When the King Nimi was receiving the Navayogendras, he had one very nice statement there that this sadhu association is the most important thing in human life. The greatest gift, savadirni nam, the satsanga is the most important thing. That the sadhus, they're simply selfless persons, actual sadhu, not bogus sadhu. Many sadhus are, Prabhupada said that there are many persons trying to appear as sadhu, but they're not sadhu. They may have beard, and they may have orange robes, but they're not on the level of sadhu, because the qualification is also given here. Kritatmanam. Sutaram mat kritatmanam. Excessively mat kritatmanam. Fully surrendered, determined to render service to me. So these sadhus, they're rendering service. Maya sakta manaparta yogam yunjan marashraya. This first verse in the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita describes that these sadhus, their maya sakta, their mind is controlled, or else it's not possible to be samachittanam. So if the mind cannot be controlled, one cannot be samachittanam. And then that's given also in many places, just like this verse, yoga yukto vishuddhatma, in the 5th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Sometimes we neglect Bhagavad Gita. Some people say this is ABC. I remember in 1976, there was a group of devotees, they were simply studying the pastimes of the gopis. The famous thing, but I talked to them so many times, and they were saying that, I said, so you, they were saying, well, Bhagavad Gita, this is, they called it, upadharma, sub-religious principle. They became a sub-religious principle, they said. But I asked him, I said, so you've realized Bhagavad Gita? You've at least memorized the whole Bhagavad Gita. Then, I mean, I know those persons very well, but this is what they said. Well, they were not so offensive, but this is the kind of illusion to think that you have surpassed Bhagavad Gita. Because Bhagavad Gita is a very elevated shastra. Maya sakta manaparada. It's kind of like in a sutra form. It's Krishna consciousness in a condensed form. It doesn't mean that we neglect these things. So there in the fifth chapter, I think the seventh verse, then it says, Yoga yukto vishuddhatma vijitatma chitendriya sarvabhutatma bhutatma kurvanapi nalipyate. That's just one verse in Bhagavad Gita. When you read the purport, then Prabhupada describes how the sadhu keeps his mind controlled. His mind is controlled. And therefore everyone is attracted to him because it's just like Srila Prabhupada. There are many reasons to be attracted to, that people were attracted to Prabhupada. And it says here, one can argue that someone may receive a sadhu with great respect, someone else may not receive a sadhu with such respect. That's a fact. But any fool could understand this is a great holy man. Just like Prabhupada said, why people love me, why they're attracted to me, because I have love for everyone. And that's a fact. That one sees equally atmopamyena sarvatra. In the sixth chapter, it's also stressed. One sees everyone, sukham va yadi va dukham. And whether he's in his happiness or is in his misery, he sees everyone equally, just like himself. Atmavat sarvabhuteshu. Chanakya Pandit. This is basic understanding of sadhu. Atmavat sarvabhuteshu. He sees all living. Tato na vijagupsate. We have to study Ishopanishad. These are some of the books that Prabhupada translated in the very beginning. So one shouldn't think that he surpassed these basic principles. Then he will easily fall into the snare of Maya. The word is here, bandha. Bandha. Or nabhaved bandha. So this is bandha means bondage. Not like English is some great language. The best words are coming from Sanskrit. Bandha. So, if one wants to be bound up, bandha, then he'll neglect these instructions. And Krishna is here endorsing. Not only endorsing, in the 11th canto, he says, nirapeksham sama chittam sadodarshanam. The sadhus who are equipoised and independent of this material energy, due to their controlling the mind, because they're fixing it on Krishna. He says, anuvrajam me. I go everywhere, nityam. Everywhere I go, perpetually, and puyayate. I distribute the dust. I follow after my own devotees, and I distribute the dust of their lotus feet everywhere throughout the three worlds to purify the three worlds. Puyayate means to purify. So Krishna's always endorsing the sadhu. Prasangam ajaram pasam. In Krishna, when he appears as Kapiladeva, he gives the qualifications of sadhu, especially in 25th chapter, 3rd canto, that prasangam ajaram pasam. He said, atmana kavya vidu. The kavya, the great learned persons, they know how important the sadhu is. That in this material world, prasangam ajaram pasham, one is bound up, bondage, with the ropes of the three gunas, prasangam. Every wise man knows this. Even if he's, in other words, every wise man knows this, even if he's not even a Krishna bhakta. Any wise man who is even an impersonalist, gani, he knows that attachment for this material world is the greatest bondage. Prasangam ajaram pasham atmana kavayo vidu, of the atma. But saeva sarushu krito, if he takes that same tendency to be attached to the material world and he applies that to the sadhu, Krishna bhakta, because that's also explained in so many other verses. Saiva sarasu krito moksha dvaram uparato. Then he will get free from this material world. Yoga yukto vishuddhatma. Someone who's yoga yukto, he's become purified. Vijitatma. But the qualification is vijitatma. He conquers his senses. Without that, one cannot conquer the yoga yukto vijitatma. Vijitatma, jitendriya. His senses are conquered. Sarva bhutatma bhutatma. Kurvan api nalipyate. He cannot be purified and he cannot be free of this material energy. But the symptom is always there. Sarva bhutatma. But one cannot come without the other. One cannot be sarva bhutatma bhutatma. That means sarva bhuta, all living entities. Sarva bhutasya tam yomam. This described in the 6th chapter of the Gita. Sarva bhutasya tam yomam. Sarva bhutani chatmani. Ikshate yoga yuktatma. How does he do it? Because he's seeing Krishna everywhere. One cannot imitate that. So many chances are given, just like Srila Prabhupada. He didn't come here and preach one tiny thing. No, he gave the entire summary of Vedic culture, the fruits. He didn't just come and say, hey, you should see everybody equally. No, he said, how do you do it? In the beginning, it was just chant. Chant, chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. By that chanting, Sarva Siddhi Hoy, you'll get all perfection. Then gradually, just like we heard in a purport yesterday after Mangal Arti, that when there's some chanting, some faith, Adau Shada Tata Sadhu Sangha. First, people had faith in Prabhupada. Adau Shada, Adau means the very beginning. Adau Shada Tata Sadhu Sangha. Why would people chant? Why should I chant? Let's say, just like I chanted with Allen Ginsberg in 1964, which I did actually, but because he's not a sadhu, but he was chanting, but nobody would think, okay, Allen Ginsberg's chanting, far out, you know? Just like, where did we hear it recently? Shesha was quoting that. Actually, I chanted with Ginsberg. But nobody's going to think. And then he was telling Prabhupada later on, in 69 or something, in Columbus, the conversation, he said, oh, I tried to get people to chant, but it didn't work. I mean, I think chanting's kind of cool, Swamiji. What was he saying? Something like that. You know, I'm just paraphrasing. He said, I think the chanting is... I tried to bring the chanting. It's actually a very interesting thing also, because Ginsberg went to India. There's trillions of crazy stuff going on, but he actually saw the chanting, and he thought that was kind of cool. You know, wow. Om and Hare Krishna. But somehow he didn't attract to make a movement. He didn't know anything. What did he know? How to create? You know, he was not a pure devotee. Gyaninatu tadagyanam. Like we have this word here. Somewhere here. In this verse, this about the sun. When one is face to face with the sun. So in the 5th chapter also of Bhagavad Gita. Gyaninatu tadagyanam. Yesam nashitama. Tesham adityavaj gyanam prakashyati tatpram. That word is used, aditya, the sun. That when one has knowledge of Krishna, Prabhupada had the knowledge of Krishna and full faith. Ginsberg didn't. That's the difference. Gyanina, Krishna says, gyanina. By this gyan, gyanina tutta gyanam. What gyan? Knowledge of Krishna. Not ordinary, mundane knowledge, but Gyanintuta again. Then Agyanam is destroyed. Gyanintuta Agyanam. Yesham Nashitam Atmana. Tesham Adityavad Gyanam. Prakashyati. Everything lights up, just like the sun in a broad daylight. And when Srila Prabhupada would make his entrance in the airport or anywhere, then it would just be like the sun. Like the sun. He's full of knowledge and equipoise. People are attracted. Prabhupada said, why they're attracted? Because I have no mundane sex desire, specifically, he said. One time Prabhupada was praising a pujari in, how can you have no sex desire? That's almost inconceivable in the material world. In fact, it says right in the Bhagavatam, the 9th chapter, 9th canto even, that Nobody's free of sex desire. And it says that also by Kapila Dev. Nobody means almost nobody. Almost nobody. Usually, when they say nobody, no one, but the pure devotees are completely free. So therefore, he can see equally. He's not attracted to this or distracted. He's simply seeing the pure spirit soul. Yomam pasati sarvatra. Another verse in the sixth chapter. For one who sees me everywhere, sees everyone in me, I am never lost to him, he's never lost to me. And we have this word here in this verse, akshno. Akshno darshanam. I lost track of where I am here. So, sarana svachit sutta namakrita. Darshanam nobhaved bandhapam sa akshno savitoryata. The eyes, face to face with the sadhu. So this word eyes, I don't see it exactly in the translation, but it's there. He sees. Akshno palam tadasha darshanam hi. That verse is quoted. I think Prabhupada quoted it several times. That the fruit of the eyes, akshno palam, palam means the fruit. The fruit of one's eyes is to see a sadhu, see the pure devotee. Akshno palam tvadasha darshanam hi. Darshanam, to get this darshan. It might take millions and millions of lifetimes, but if one finally gets the darshan, he doesn't, then after that, he has to become enlightened. In fact, the last sentence here, nonetheless, persons who are too offensive who commit Vaishnava aparad will have to take some time. Some time. So they're not discounted. But it will take more time. It might not be now. It might not be in this life, but sometime. But he gets the seed is planted. If he sees a pure devotee like that, someone, especially like Srila Prabhupada, so elevated person, pure devotee. Akshno palam tadasha darshanam hi. That is the fruit of the eye. Then it says, jiva palam tadasha kirtanam hi. The fruit of the tongue, jiva palam. Of the jiva, the fruit of the tongue, is kirtanam, to glorify. Just like Krishna is doing, he's setting the perfect example. Many times Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would set that example, always. It sometimes says, as though he had 1,000 mouths, as though he had 5 mouths, he would glorify such and such devotees. This devotee is so great, this and that. And he's Krishna. And he would glorify. So Krishna is setting that example here. Jiva palam tadasya kirtanam hi. And then also says, to come in contact, to touch, sparshanam hi. If one touches, especially he doesn't have to touch, but if he touches, but to be there with the sadhus, pure devotees, then this is the fruit of the sense of association, touch, sparshanam hi, especially. Sudurlabha Bhagavata Hiloka. This is to come in contact with such a person as Sudurlabha. Sudurlabha Bhagavata Hiloka. He's a pure devotee, Bhagavata Hiloka. So this is the Krishna consciousness. But Prabhupada gave so many rules and regulations. Does that mean he's not merciful? No, he is merciful. This is the rules and regulations of freedom. Prasada Savadukana. Prasade sarvadukanam. This, rules of freedom. The materialist rascals, they want to be free without rules, or their own, they want to set up their own rules, some mental concoction. They don't want to follow the rules of the pure devotees are setting down. Dharma stapana hetu, sarvabhyavahar. The sadhus, they deliver the supreme dharma by their activities, people following them. And therefore, Prabhupada is giving Bhagavad Gita as it is. You want to be free, rascal, but it's not by breaking through the red lights or holding up banks. You don't become free. Even in the material world, there are so many rules. They're always trying to break them. They set up rules, but then if you're a very, very wealthy man, then you can avoid all the rules. And we have so many rules for small-timers who have to do all this and that, but then every once in a while, see some big, big man has got caught, and then he has to go in a slammer. And all the small-time guys are laughing. Finally they caught one of those guys. But everyone knows that they make the rules, they break the rules. But they're not following the Dharma. A Dharma, Bibhavat Krishna. They're not following the Dharma. But the sadhus, they, just like the deity worship, one can think, oh, that's not important. No, that is important. Every neophyte probably said, must worship the deity every day, daily. And Krishna appears in the deity, Vigraha. He's also appearing antaryami as super soul in so many other ways. But especially within the deity, they're all there. Acharyam eva hariye pujam yasharye. If one simply sticks to the deity, that happens sometimes. And he doesn't understand that Krishna's appearing in everyone. But the Mahabhagavata sadhu, especially that we're talking Narad Muni, all these great personality. Stavara jangama deki na deki tarmorti. Whether what something is stavara means just the wall, the floor. Stavara stays in one place. It's just dead matter. Stavara jangam means moving. Living entities are moving. Well, the trees are moving. The leaves are moving. The sky, the clouds are moving. Everything's either moving or still. It's either moving or still. Sometimes it's still and then it moves. Sometimes that covers everything. But so Chaitanya Charita says, Stavara jangma deki. Deki. When he sees it, Stavara jangma deki. Na deki taramu. He doesn't see it. He doesn't see the form, that form, but he sees Krishna there. Nija Ishtadeva Sporti. He sees Krishna appearing. So. But that might take Bahunam Janmanamante Ganavamam. One is a gyani, that's okay. He can take part, bring his mind to so much knowledge. Ultimately, he'll get knowledge from Krishna. He'll realize Krishna is the one giving the dhammi buddhi yoga within the heart. After many, many lives, bahunam, who knows how many. Bahunam janmanam, gyanavamam prabhajate, vasudev sarvamiti samahama. That mahatma, not mundane, so-called mahatma, this so-called Mahatma. That is not Mahatma. He means great, actually great soul. He's a real Mahatma, Prabhupada said, not phony, bogus, small-time. How can he be small-time Mahatma? Maha means big, great. The Mahatma. Mahatma is Tubam Partha, Diving Prakriti. He's taken full shelter of the divine energy. How does he do that? Chanting the holy name. And therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that the sadhu, Tatikshava Karunika, he's fully merciful. He's fully tolerant. One cannot be tolerant unless he's merciful, Prabhupada said also. Because someone's coming to do something like to Haridas Thakur, what does he say? I mean, it's very extreme, but sometimes even can be worse, but it's pretty extreme. Haridas Thakur, Kanda Kanda Hoy Deho Jai Jari Pran. Tabu ami vadane, nachari harinam. This is a perfect sadhu, greatest sadhu. Mahaprabhu said, you are the greatest sadhu. Sanatana Goswami said it. Some people preach, can't. Some people are following, they cannot preach. But you do both. He said, therefore you are the greatest devotee in the world. Jagatira Arya. Tumi Sarva Guru Jagatira Arya, you are the guru of the whole world. And what does he show? So tolerant, they're beating him. He says, Kanda Kanda, you can cut my body to pieces. Jai Jari Pran, my life will go out. Still. So Dev Jatta are a million times more merciful than Jesus Christ. That's another thing. But still, that example is there a million times. What does Vasudev Dutt? He says, Prabhu, Jivir Pap Prabhu, Amar Hridaya Bidare. My heart's breaking. He's telling Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prabhu, when I see the suffering, they're so sinful. People in those days are 1/10 millionth as sinful as they are now. I doubt it. How sinful now? They're killing cow. When they killed a few cows 500 years ago, how many cows could they have killed? Think about that. Not that many. So, anyway. All right, so we get the idea what sadhus are supposed to be here from this verse. Any comments, questions? Okay, you're a senior person.
Just a little comment about Allen Ginsberg and his frustration in not being able to start a movement by chanting Hare Krishna. That at that point, Srila Rupa Goswami's nectar of instruction hadn't been translated from Bengali or from Sanskrit.
Say that again?
That Rupa Goswami's nectar of instruction hadn't been translated.
Yeah.
And the first verse of that gives the straight sauce, what is a sadhu. And that by that qualification, then he can create disciples all over the world.
Yeah, that's one thing. I don't know if he would have read it, but he endorsed Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita. I think they've taken it out in the newer versions. You know, there was some quote by Allen Ginsberg about granny wisdom, and I don't think they haven't included that in quite a while. I don't know. Anyway.
So, often, sometimes Lord Chaitanya or the devotees would say, if you see this lusty person, you should jump immediately into the Ganges. You know, you see this sinful person, you should jump immediately into the Ganges. So, my question is, if a sadhu, he comes in contact with a lot of sinful people, he sees them, does that diminish his powers in any way?
Well, there's a very at least a long discussion. The qualification of the Madhya Madhikari, Jiva Goswami, you can read about that in 11 Canto, different purports, and Vishwanath, how they say that the Madhya Madhikari, well, that's given right in the verse there, that Ishvare Chara Dineshu, Balisheshu Dvisatsu, the qualification of the Madhya Madhikari is he has love for God, Ishvara, a Dineshu, and those who are fallen, more or less innocent persons, he takes compassion on them, prema maitri. Maitri means friendship. He makes friends. He tries to be friendly to everyone. Kripa, prema maitri, kripa upeksha. But upeksha, he will avoid such persons. Now, you're trying to say that everyone is like that. But that's the reason why one has to always stay in association. Even people who go out and do book distribution, they always come in contact with rascals. And some of them are nicer, obviously. They take a book and talk to them. And some of them are demoniac, upeksha, then you just avoid. Someone's, get out of here. I remember one time when I was a new brahmacharya, I was in L.A., I went door-to-door book distribution and knocked on some door, and the woman's standing there looking at me like this. And then she calls her husband. I'm standing in the doorway. He goes behind me, and then they start screaming about the Bible. And one's in front of me, one's behind me, bizarre, you know. I said, okay. I had my dhoti, and in those days, nobody wore pants, you know. Actually, Prabhupada said, he gave an example, with some controversy about wearing pants, and that's true, we can do that, but Prabhupada said, therefore, because their minds are so fixed, maya sakta, he gave this in a one discussion about the seventh chapter of the Gita. He said, because like my disciples, their mind are fixed, they've given up their coat and pants and they're going out in the street. They don't care for anything. They're simply chanting. So, Prabhupada liked that. He was pleased by that. Coat and pant, that's okay, he said. But he was very pleased with the going. They've given up coat and pants and taken put on a dhoti like that. But so one is a Mahabhagavata. He also sometimes exhibits great anger toward the. But Vishwanath Chakravarti, Jiva Goswami, they're saying that this anger is actually transcendental, and that they're completely their minds are in the pastimes of Krishna. Just like Lord Chaitanya went out screaming in the streets of Navadvipa in the mood of the Srinadev, you know, scared the bejeebers out of everybody. He actually is in the Srinadev, so you know. But so the devotees, also pure devotees, they can enter into this pastime. Prabhupada used to quote all the time, you know, that one can exhibit anger, krodha, against the non-devotees. But so many things like that. But you should avoid. I mean, oh, you're a sadhu, why are you showing anger? You know, they don't appreciate it that much. Anything else? No. When you can get as fast as they have it in the bank, you know, you put your thing and it goes. Then we'll know you a pure devotee.
When you were talking about Ginsberg and taking Ginsberg's commentary out of Bhagavad Gita or his, you know, whatever, I had an experience when Jagadish and I crossed the Canadian border. There was a time way back when you could get landed immigrancy right at the border. And I think I've mentioned a few times that that was kind of a thing that I did, that I helped people get across the border.
Devotees?
So before I met the devotees, I used to help people get across the border. So I didn't.
You
do
should
it,
wear a pink sari. Pinko.
I didn't do it illegally. I did it legally, and I knew how to get all the papers together and what you needed. So Jagadish and I went across the Canadian border, and we applied for landed immigrancy right at the border. We had all our papers. We were wearing sari and dhoti. And everybody was really nice to us, and we got everything fine. And then as we left, we gave them about Back to Godhead magazine. It was a Back to Godhead magazine that was red, and it had Krishna puppets, Radha and Krishna puppets on the front cover. And so we gave that Back to Godhead to them, and then we started driving, and all of a sudden we saw these flashing lights, and they stopped us. So we were like, what happened? You know, they liked us before, and now, and they made us go and get like blood tests to see if we had drugs, and they did a whole thing. They let us through.
Because they saw Allen Ginsberg.
So, that's exactly. So we wrote Srila Prabhupada because they had seen there was an article in that Back to Godhead kind of glorifying Allen Ginsberg's involvement in the Hare Krishna movement. So we wrote to Srila Prabhupada, and we said, you know, what
there wasn't happened? Even a picture of him? Was there a picture?
No, there was no picture.
So they really had to look at that thing.
Yeah. So we wrote Prabhupada. Maybe there was a little picture. I don't remember. But anyway, we wrote Prabhupada, and Prabhupada responded. He said, we shouldn't put him in our magazine because by associating with fifth-class men, they will think we are fifth-class men.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen that letter. That was probably the letter. Okay. Poor Alan. It's funny. I should say that, you know, when I was just about a month or two months, I can't remember, before Prabhupada was lying in the bed in Vrindavan, and I happened to be there. Nobody was in there. Tamal, Krishna, and Prabhupada. So he was showing the mail, reading the mail to Prabhupada, and he said, well, there's a card here from Allen Ginsberg. Should I read it? And Prabhupada said, yes. He probably had that weak voice. So he read that, just a postcard, and it said, I am in Bali practicing non-theistic Buddhism. But I heard that your health is bad, therefore I'm concerned, which was nice. So then Tamal asked him, should we write, you want to write him back? And he said, yeah, you can write to him, and I don't know if he actually did, and tell him to pray to his non-theistic deity for my improved health. Non-theistic. Classic. Classic problem.
I was just wondering if that's the reason why the Allen Ginsberg's quote was taken out from Bhagavad Gita.
Probably, yeah, probably. I'm sure. Haribo. Jai Shrimad Bhagavatam.